episode of Sleep and Relax ASMR. This episode, we are doing a whispered guided mountain meditation. The inspiration for this meditation came from Mindfulness Hamilton. So thank you to Mindfulness Hamilton for the inspiration here. I will provide a link in the show notes as well. But I wanted to just jump right into it. So let's start off with, I want you to sit with a straight back, with your head held very straight, not too tight, not too stressed, but sit with your back straight. Allow your shoulders to fully relax. And I want you to place your hands on your knees. Close your eyes and bring your attention to the flow of your breathing, feeling each breath in and each breath out. I want you just to observe your breathing. I don't necessarily want you to change or regulate it in any way right now. Yourself to be still and sitting with a sense of dignity, a sense of resolve, a sense of being complete and whole in this very moment. Allow your posture to reflect this sense of wholeness, of completeness. As you sit here, picturing in your mind's eye, as best as you can, the most beautiful mountain that you know, or have seen, or can imagine. And I want you just to hold the image and the feeling of this mountain in your mind's eye. Allowing it to gradually come into greater focus. Observe its overall shape, its lofty peak high in the sky, the large base rooted in the rock of the Earth's crust, its steep or gently sloping sides. And just notice how massive it is, how solid, how beautiful, both from afar and from up close. See, if you put your mind to it, this mountain can be whatever you want it to be. Perhaps your mountain has snow at the top and trees on the lower slopes, or perhaps it has one prominent peak, perhaps it has a series of peaks or a high plateau. Whatever its shape, whatever its appearance, I want you just to sit and breathe and focus on the image of this mountain. Observing it, noticing its qualities, start to feel as if the mountain represents your current state. It's complete. It's perfectly rooted. And yet it can be whatever you want it to be. See if you can bring the mountain into your own body so that the body sitting here and the mountain in your mind's eye become one. So that as you sit here, you share in the massiveness and the stillness and majesty of this mountain. You become the mountain rooted in the sitting posture. Your head becomes lofty peak, supported by the rest of the body. Your shoulders and arms, the sides of the mountain. Your lower body solid, like the base rooted onto your chair. Experience in your body a sense of uplift from deep within your pelvis and spine. With each breath, as you continue sitting, becoming a little more a breathing mountain, unwavering in your stillness. Completely what you are, beyond words and thought. A centered, balanced, rooted, unmoving presence. Now as you sit here, becoming aware of the fact that as the sun travels across the sky, the light and shadows and colors are changing virtually moment by moment. Night follows day and day follows night. A canopy of stars, the moon, then the sun. Through it all, the mountain just sits, experiencing change in each moment. Constantly changing, yet always just being itself. It remains still as the seasons flow into one another and as weather changes moment by moment and day by day. Calmness abiding all change. Summer, there's no snow on the mountain except perhaps for the very peaks. In fall, the mountain may wear a coat of brilliant fire colors. In winter, a blanket of snow and ice. In any season, it may find itself at times enshrouded in clouds or fog or pelted by freezing rain. People may come to see the mountain and comment on how beautiful it is or how it's not a good day to see the mountain. None of this matters to the mountain, which remains at all times its essential self. And that's what I really want you to focus on, because just as clouds may come and clouds may go, snow, rain, changing seasons, whatever it may be, your mountain's magnificence and beauty are not changed one bit by the way people see it. It's not changed by the weather. It's not changed by any of these variable factors that come in and out. Seen or unseen, in sun or clouds, broiling or frigid, day or night, it just sits, being itself. At times, the mountain is visited by violent storms, buffeted by snow and rain and winds of unthinkable magnitude. And yet, through it all, the mountain continues to sit unmoved by the weather, by what happens on the surface, by the world of appearances. And in that same way, as we sit in meditation, we can learn to experience the mountain. We can embody the same unwavering stillness and rootedness in the face of everything that changes in our lives over seconds, minutes, hours, years, decades. In our lives and in our meditation practice, we constantly experience the changing nature of mind and body and of the outer world. We have our own periods of light, our own periods of darkness, moments of color, and moments of drabness. We experience storms of varying intensity and violence in the outer world and in our own minds and bodies. We endure periods of darkness and pain as well as moments of joy. Even our appearance changes, constantly experiencing a weather of its own. By becoming the mountain in our meditation practice, we can link up with its strength and stability and adopt it for our own. We can use its energies and qualities to support our energy to encounter each moment with mindfulness and clarity. It may help us to see that our thoughts and feelings, our preoccupations, our emotional storms and crises, even the things that happen to us, are very much like the weather on the mountain. We tend to take it all personally, but its strongest characteristic is impersonal. The weather of our own lives is not to be ignored or denied, it is to be encountered, honored, felt, known for what it is, and held in awareness. And in holding it in this way, we come to know a deeper silence and stillness and wisdom. Mountains have this to teach us, and more if we come to listen. And as we come to the end of our meditation, perhaps the most important takeaway is to understand that we may falter and we may deviate from our balance, our center. But it's not about being perfect, it's about recognizing that adversities, changes, difficult moments, they happen. And I want you to understand that you can return to that state of calmness. You can be like the mountain. It just takes dedication and mindfulness. And allow yourself to use this guide to get you back there whenever you need. Because at the end of this, this is a resource for you to relax and to meditate, to become your version of your mountain. I want to thank you for listening to our Whispered Mountain Meditation. If you have suggestions, comments, you can always reach the show at hello@sleepandrelaxasmr.com. That's it for this episode. Thank you so much, as always, for listening.